Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg, a chilly 11 degrees today. Pretoria, 14. MLA Tlaney, 15. President Cyril Ramaphosa has urged caution as severe winter conditions continue. He says the devastation that comes with nature's forces demands that everyone works together to bring relief to families and communities who need it the most. This comes as flood-related incidents in the Eastern Cape has claimed the lives of 9 people.
President Ramaphosa offers his deep condolences to the bereaved families, affected communities and Eastern Cape residents at large. These incidents and others that may unfold during winter highlights the need for South Africans to display caution, care and cooperation as the worst impacts of winter weather take effect across the country.
That's Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Mokwena. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has meanwhile assured South Africans that the current COVID-19 variant circulating in several countries is no cause for concern. The National Institute for Communicable Diseases is closely monitoring the variant. Infections have been confirmed in several Asian countries, including Thailand, Indonesia and China. In addition, the UK recorded its first 13 cases of this variant last week. In other news, Gauteng police are investigating the circumstances around the death of a teacher who was last seen when he requested an e-hailing taxi last Wednesday. According to reports, the 34-year-old was found at a government mortuary on Monday by family members who'd been searching for him. Here's education spokesperson Steve Mabona.
The deceased was an English and isiZulu educator for grade 11 and 12. As a department, we are deeply saddened by this tragic loss, and we wish to convey our condolences to the family as well as the learners and fellow staff members.
Now we end off with news abroad. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has declared a local emergency and a curfew for parts of downtown LA. It's in response to the looting and violence as protests against immigration raids continue. The curfew will be in place from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. and will last for several days. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom has accused President Donald Trump's administration of pushing deportations that discriminately target immigrant families.
Trump, without consulting California law enforcement leaders, commandeered 2,000 of our state's National Guard members to deploy on our streets illegally and for no reason. This brazen abuse of power by a sitting president inflamed a combustible situation, putting our people, our officers, and even our National Guard at risk.
I'm Chanel September. Mornings in Afrikaans at 11.
Thank you so much, Chanel September. 5 minutes past 10 on the Work Zone on Jacaranda FM. What am I about to say? Do you know? Come on.
Let me read your mind.
Look in my eyes. Look in my eyes. Kan jy sien wat ek nou vir jou gaan sê? Chanel, I'm so excited. Okay, so imagine this. Imagine this. Because you as a award-winning journalist, you've got a great imagination. Oh, they're drilling here, guys. I'm so sorry. So sorry about the noise. So imagine this. I give you 250,000 rand. There's a possibility that you could win up to 250,000 rand on the show, right? What would you do with the money?
Sure. Ilana, the first thing
that
came to mind, I'm going to be so honest because I love going with what comes to mind first. I will buy my mom a car, a new car. Yeah.
Why did you say that now?
Oh, my heart.
Oh, there goes the mascara. You'd look after your mommy first, eh?
Yeah.
You know, I would probably have done the same. I would have sent it home to my mom and dad in Cape Town. Friends, there's an opportunity here for you to make a change. And you could make this change in your own life too with Lotto Star Fortune Frenzy. So head to jacarandafm.com. I can see your entries, and I can see who's logged on to the website and who's not entering my competition. Yes, you. So head to jacarandafm.com, get to the win tab, go to Lotto Star.